Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
All right, well, we're going to start your training, I guess.
Okay, what do we do?
Close your eyes.
Right at the edge where the water meets the land, a cold frost starting to spread out along the water.
Your powers will grow naturally as you begin to hone and perfect the abilities that you currently have.
So, since you've never really been anywhere, Dragon Lady, like, what are you doing here?
I am on a mission to save the world.
I'm sorry. Save the world?
Both of you notice some people come in. They're wearing very official guard armor.
Gotta take a whiz.
You begin to mosey out thinking you have the greatest disguise of all time. There he is!
Glim! Hey!
Yeah?
Thanks for the nachos! Don't forget to wash your hands.
But I'll stick my hand in there, see what I find.
Miss Meow 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 is not going to be very happy about this.
Oh, Miss Meow 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 has nothing to worry about.
You can explain to her why you didn't go back with the book to explain that to her once we get back.
It's called laying low. God.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. And with me today is Carla Johnson.
I am here, and I play Glim. I am a Dragonborn Paladin.
Also with me, Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. I play Moot, who is a half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
And Amy Moore.
Yep. That's my name. Don't wear it out. And I play Sullivan Slight, a Lightfoot halfling rogue.
Welcome, everybody. How are we feeling?
Feeling good.
Good.
I like Amy's classic, that's my name, don't wear it out. It's
a real playground motif we got
still,
going on
it's
here.
It's very good.
I feel like there's going to be some rubber and glue coming up in this episode. Who knows?
Oh, shit.
Who knows?
Now.
Maybe a fight at 3 o'clock by the seesaw.
You, me, bike racks.
Shit.
Where you can set such occasions, generally just once a month at our Gook Hangs, is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Yeah, sure, you can call people out to the bike racks. Why not?
I mean, don't. All our patrons are so nice. I don't think they'd do that.
They're very nice.
Unless it was like to roll some die.
Yeah. And like play marbles. Yeah. We for sure have tape in our living room floor.
Summoning circle. Summoning circle.
It looks like a summoning circle. We'll post a picture later. But it's actually to play marbles.
Oh, that's fun.
Because when you have three living rooms,
one of them becomes the marble chamber.
The marble.
I should move to Edmonton. There's just space, hey?
Right.
So many rooms.
Yep.
You can have a whole room for marbles.
Wow. Marble room. But also when you're a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Blaine Covert.
Thanks, Blaine.
Thanks, Blaine.
Blaine, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now, fuck it. Let's play D&D. Moot, you have been in the Fallen Tower for a little while now, and hanging out with Gabriel. What have you guys been talking about?
Is it easier to do, like, ice magic? Because it seems to be everything that I'm kind of, like, that's the one I can feel the most right now.
Sometimes you can feel all of the elements, but you seem to be very focused on, like, the water ice aspect, which is totally fine. As you get more in touch with your ability, that might expand to more other things. Fire, earth, Wind.
What about heart?
Could be heart. Could be heart. Maybe mind.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like those other ones are there. They're just not within reach like the ice is.
Cool. I'm going to try something. Hey, can you pass me that thing way over there on the counter without standing up?
No.
Yeah, but try.
Oh, okay. So Moot kind of looks real hard at, I'm assuming it's another tankard of ale.
What yep. A wild guess.
Right? Am I able to, like, reach out and grab this with my mind, Russ? With my mage hand?
Yeah. Let's say you do.
Yeah, so Moot has the necklace around his wrist still, and he kind of is just, like, rubbing one of the feathers as he's looking at this tankard, and it slowly kind of starts to shake and lift off the ground ever so slightly.
You see kind of a faint glimmer of a hand. What does the hand look like?
Can it look like anything? I didn't look too closely at the spell.
Yeah, I mean, it's a manifestation of your own sort. It's
a hand Patronus.
It can have any description that you so desire.
Okay, it looks like more of a claw than a hand.
Okay, what kind of claw are we thinking? Just for the painting that word picture.
I mean, Moot always liked the ocean, so it looks like a crab claw.
Oh!
Cool. Yeah, I like that. You see a faint image of a crab claw, and you see Gabriel kind of lean back in his chair as this is happening. This is going to be interesting. And it like, pincers onto the handle. He says, if you drop it, I'm going to wreck something of yours. And just as it's lifting, it kind of drops back to the table and kind of, like, shakes and, like, a little bit splashes out. And think that was a close one there, bud. You can do it. I don't know if a crab claw is going to help you when you really need it, though.
Oh.
Not trying to harsh your crab buzz, but...
No, that's the first thing that came to mind. What would you recommend?
He looks at his hand, and he says, what do you use to pick things up with?
I know why he drinks so much now.
Are all his students like this? This poor guy.
I would have to assume so.
Through a rough. I'm sorry, you want me to explain a hand to you? Okay. I need a minute.
Not trying to tell you how to do your job there, Moot, but...
But I mean, you're the teacher. That's your job, is to tell me how to do my job.
He casts Mage Hand, and tell me something that might be in your pocket.
Notepad.
Oh, yeah, perfect. You see him kind of wave his hand, and down beside you... A spectral hand kind of floats down with your notepad in it. And it's a large gloved hand, comically large fingers. And he says, something that can hold things, my friend. Picture something that can hold things.
I mean, that does seem more useful than a crab claw. You win this round, Gabriel.
The hand is just waving a notebook in your face at this point.
Slapping
You're gonna snatch it from the hand.
It releases and then disperses. At that moment, the door opens and you see Glim walk in. What does Glim look like as she's walking in, coming from the scenario she just came from?
I don't think, yeah, she's like, that was all just like a curious incident, right? So what she really wants to do is get back to her room so she can look at what this book is, because... To her, much as she values education, book, not precious, send out the guards kind of thing.
Sure.
So she's walking pretty briskly to get where she's going rather than stopping. She also has already had food and then also nachos and then several beers, so probably doesn't need any more snacks. But notices Moot, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to wave. Maybe come over, probably. I guess it depends how Moot looks when I wave.
I would think he'd be excited to see her again.
Kate, well then in that case...
Throws her a wave back.
I would come over. Hi, you're here! This must be your teacher. Is this your teacher?
Yeah, this is Gabriel. I'm sorry for him.
Okay. Hi, Gabriel. I'm Glim. And I hold out my hand.
He stands up and shakes your hand and says, "Pleasure to meet you. Glim, was it?"
Glim. Yeah, Glim. So...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Teachers first, I think is the saying.
I was just teaching Moot here a valuable lesson in how to hold things.
Oh.
It was harder than it sounds.
So are your studies going well, then?
I thought they were. Now I'm not so sure.
Tell me, Glim, when you reach out for something to pick it up, you have your eyes closed, what do you picture is picking that thing up?
Oh, well, I guess a hand like mine with, like, the three claws and the thumb and, you know, just the...
So not just a like crab a hand. Claw.
Oh, no. Were we doing, like, an ocean theme? I didn't know. It maybe it's would fine. Be a crab claw then, or maybe some kind of, like, cephalopod suction cup. I don't know. Something could have been something fun if we were going whimsical.
You two are perfect for each other. I'm going to go get my drink that Sir Moot here was unable to deliver. I shall return, Moot. And he walks off to the bar.
So, things went well today?
I think so. I mean, he showed me... I don't know if he even really showed me, but he helped me do some magic.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and then he made a lot of fun of me.
Oh.
In that last part, so that was less good.
Right. Just one of those kind of teachers, hey?
Yeah, I mean, well, I kind of spilled a beer of his earlier, and I think it just put him in a bad mood.
Oh, I would suspect, having just met the man, that maybe he holds his beers very precious.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, I think.
Yeah, I could see how that might be a problem, but do you think...
You look over, and he already has two empty containers in front of him.
Yeah, that tracks.
See, I told you,
yeah,
it's a problem.
Wow.
I'm so rude. What did you get up to today?
Oh, you know, this and that. A weird thing just happened, though.
Oh.
I was over at another tavern across town, and I was about to go in, and I saw this little halfling fella, and he was looking kind of, I don't know, shifty?
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then there was guards. Seemed like maybe they were looking for someone, but I'm looking for a halfling. So I thought, well, maybe this is a nice guy. Anyway, we went in, we had a drink, we had some nachos. He seemed really great, but then the guards took him away. They think he stole something from Castle Never.
Oh, so he was the one they were looking for.
It looks that way. I don't know. He seemed pretty great to me, but I'm not sure. It's very strange, but, you know, kind of fun. It's sort of what you want to happen in the big city, to be honest with you.
I guess, yeah. It's, you know, a little bit of everything happening, apparently.
Yeah, a little bit of adventure.
Oh. Well, I mean, I just did some magic all day. That sounds way more fun.
I mean, doing magic all day sounds pretty incredible. What did you do? Is that rude? I'm sorry. Is that a rude thing to ask?
No, not at all. It was a lot of, like... It seems to be easy for me to do, like, ice magic.
Oh, cool. Get it cool, because...
No, I got it. I liked it.
Okay.
I would show you something, but I don't want to break anything or hurt anyone in here. I'm not super good with it yet.
Right. I mean, I'm staying here, so I also would prefer you didn't break anything or hurt anyone. Do you think that you're going to do more magic with Gabriel tomorrow?
I would think so. He said that he thinks, you know, I'm getting off to a good start sort of thing, but I would think there's still probably a lot to learn. So, yeah, we were down by the river earlier doing the magic, so maybe if you want to find us tomorrow, you can come down there and I can show you.
Ooh, that sounds really fun. Okay, well, I'm, getting pretty sleepy, so I'm gonna head to bed, but it was really good to see you again, and maybe I'll come see you do some magic tomorrow.
Very cool. Well, have a great night, Glim.
Glim, you head up to your room,
mm-hmm.
And you make it there and close the door behind you.
And then I, pull out that book and start looking at it to see what this precious book is, because it looked pretty normal from the outside, right? I mean, it's not bejeweled or anything.
No, it's
actually bedazzled.
It's a red leather book. It has a symbol on it with a monocle on a chain with fire beneath it. And you open the book. The writing in it is illegible to you. It does not look like any language that you understand.
So it's not necessarily illegible. It's just like unintelligible to me because I can't read it.
Yes, that was probably a better word to use. But yes,
Like their penmanship is super sloppy.
Scrawled out.
Did Russ write this?
Probably. In fact, it is. It is my writing. No. But no, it is a language you don't understand, so it's not illegible. It's just you can't understand it. You can't read it.
I mean, that's not going to stop me from looking through it for, the next half an hour, to be honest,
sure.
To see if I can, puzzle anything out. Maybe there's, numbers or something, because that would be a more universal language, but
sure.
That'll be my bedtime reading.
All right. You continue to read, and we cut back to Miss Ma'am Meow Meow's office. The two guards walk through the door carrying you and say, "Well, we found him," and plunky down in a chair. As she spins her chair back around and says, "You were supposed to bring me something, Hugh."
Miss Ma'am Meow Meow.
Mm-hmm.
I had it.
Mm-hmm.
These a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Busting in, ruining my cover, making me freak out, right? I was just refueling.
Pretty sure we came in pretty quiet, actually. Quiet.
No, the fact that you came in at all set me on edge, thinking I've been caught. So what do I do? Do I just give the ledger back? All that hard work, you don't get nothing, I get thrown back in jail?
So where's the ledger now?
It's hidden.
Where?
In a bathroom.
She has a very perplexed face. Why would you hide it in a bathroom?
Please, you're in a tavern. Where else are you going to hide stuff? It's too big for what you're thinking, sir. And I look back at the other guard and I'm like, huh? Well, anyway, I would have had it back here lickety-split had these dudes not shown up.
Yeah, but they said they found you in a tavern in the mm-hmm. opposite direction.
Refueling. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just going to head right back to the prison. Here, follow me right back, holding this illegal item that I just stole from the castle right back to the person who asked me to go get it. That doesn't sound very smart, so no. To throw them off, I went in the opposite direction. Sure. Met a really nice doughy-eyed gal. She bought me nachos. It was great, because you didn't leave me with any money.
Were they the eel nachos?
They were the eel nachos.
Mm, very good.
They were so good.
Yep.
So.
Gruel's going to taste real bad after
yep.
those.
Yep. So these a-holes bust in here. I panic. I stash the item. You could have had it by now.
She looks to her guards. She's like, go get the item. Go get the book.
Well, there might be just one small problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had to jimmy make a waterproof case for it.
Where did you put it?
The sink.
Why?
Because you don't understand, this bathroom didn't have very many options, okay? Anyway, that doughy-eyed gal I told you about, who bought me the nachos, I think she has it. Because I knew... Left for a really long time, that book would be useless to everybody. All waterlogged, it would have been absolutely destroyed, any information in it, so I wanted her to get it out of that water quick. She's staying at the Fallen Tower Tavern? Fallen?
The Fallen Tower.
Sure, yes. Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, she's super nice. And she's got your thing.
One of you go check the bar. One of you go to the Fallen Tower. Find me the book.
Oh, hey, be nice to her, though. She's super nice.
She asks a lot of questions, the guard says. If that's the one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. She's never been anywhere, apparently. Poor girl hasn't traveled at all. So go easy on her.
The two guards leave with their instructions. And Miss Ma'am Meow Meow. Well, until that book comes back, it appears we have no deal, so you're going to be staying here until, at the very least, the book comes back.
Okay, yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Rules is rules. However, remember Merv?
Yes, where is your good friend Merv, who had all of the information that you needed in order to carry out this plan?
That motherfucker got pulled through a portal!
What?
This is how shit went sideways. Listen, hear me out.
Okay.
We're in Neverwinter Ever's
Castle
Chamber.
Castle Never.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Lord Never Ember keeps his stuff pretty clean. It's nice. I find the book, right?
Right.
As I do, boom, portal opens up out of nowhere. Mm. Shit's flying everywhere. Two guys, maybe three, probably ten. Ten guys come out, right, of this portal. I'm fighting them back. I'm kicking ass, really. I'm just, like, roundhouse kicks, and I'm sending those assholes back to where they came from. In the midst of all this, though, in these shenanigans, one of them takes Murph right back through the portal.
It's one less prisoner I have to feed, I guess.
Whoa, cold. Miss Ma'am Kitty Meow Meow, that's cold.
Sully, I hope the book is where you say the book is.
I don't lie. I'm not gonna lie right now.
That's to be determined.
Yeah, fair enough.
You two sit staring at each other.
In Wanna play cards?
Cold silence.
Oh.
As we cut back to the Fallen Tower. Moot, it's getting later at this point. Would you still be there?
It depends. Is Gabriel still worth a conversation, or is he gone past the point of no return?
He's kind of at the same spot where when you first met him.
Oh, yeah, I would have left a long time ago then.
Okay, then you're not there. Glim, you're in your room flipping through this book that you can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear heavy armored footsteps coming up the stairs to your room. You hear them walking down the hall.
Okay, I'll, like, slide the book, I don't know, like, under the mattress with my porn mags that I immediately put there when I got here. My porn etchings, like, I don't know what's... I put it under the mattress. Hi, it's really late.
You see three guards, but the one right in front is the one you were questioning on what right. this item could be.
Right.
And he looks down at you and kind of sighs a little bit, but then says to his other friends, search the room.
Wait, how tall is he that he's looking down on her?
Yeah, I'm 6'5".
I forgot. He's looking slightly up at you. Yep. He's a tall gentleman himself.
Well, I'm going to, like, put my arm across the door, like, what do you mean search the room? This is my room. I haven't done anything wrong. Who are you?
We have reason to believe that the fellow who was escorted from the previous tavern you were in this evening, miss, might have left something with you.
The alleged linenist.
The alleged linenist. That's him. Yes.
And by what authority are you searching my room? Who are you?
I am the head of the Neverwinter Guard.
Well, I'm an upstanding citizen, so I guess search my room.
The two other guards walk in and begin There's not a lot of things in your room, but they begin more or less tossing everything.
Hey, I mean, you could do that a bit. There's no need to be destructive about it, is there? In fact, it doesn't even make sense. You just move a bunch of stuff to one spot. It's making it harder to search the room.
They're professionals. They search for a few minutes. One of them tosses over the bed and finds your porn mags, as well as the book. It says, "We got it."
I mean, you can just get that stuff anywhere. You don't need to come here and take mine from my room.
Explain to me what these porn mags look like. I'm half sex positive right now that Glenn is.
She's
this is
unabashed.
Good. We've already described what bathrooms look like in this world. Now it's time to describe what porn magazines
look
like.
I'm very interested.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just like very realistic sketches in like scrolls. No, they can't be scrolls. They could be like, I mean, there's books in this world, so they would be like pamphlet.
The guard says, "Do what you want with the porn, guys, but we need the book. And you're going to have to come with us, miss."
It's Glim.
Glim.
Okay. I mean, I'm a rule follower. I'll go with them.
They escort you down and through the tavern, and you draw some attention as you're being walked out. They don't handcuff you or anything, but you're clearly being escorted out. And unless you want to discuss anything in particular with them...
I'm sure I do, but you probably don't need it for this podcast, as I just pepper them with inane questions.
That's fair. You find yourself at the prison, and they put you into a cell. They lock the cell door and leave through the door in which you came in, close it, and you look across, and you see Sully in the chamber across from you.
Crap.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd end up here after talking to you.
You wanted the full city experience, though, didn't ya? How many people get to say they got thrown in the clink?
Well, Sully, you're right. I have in all the places I've never been, I have also never been to prison.
Well, you don't need to brag. But you know what? You're not in any trouble. You're gonna be fine.
Well, I mean, I tried. I found the book.
Awesome!
Which means
that's good.
They have the book now.
Yeah, that's bad, because, I mean, like, leverage and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what can you do?
Do you know what that book is?
Yeah, it's a ledger.
Did you open it?
No.
Oh.
No, didn't have time.
Huh. It's in some language that I don't speak or read. I couldn't even understand it. There didn't seem to be any numbers, which would be weird for a ledger, but...
Well, we may never know. You know any good songs?
I mean, nothing's coming to mind. What do you got?
I don't have much, but I have these two spoons. I could play you some spoons.
I mean, that sounds nice. I love the sound of spoons as I try to drift off to sleep in prison.
Well, you know, like, I'm clacking them against my knee, right? I'm actually very fairly talented at it.
The sound of spoons carries through the windows out into the streets as you remain in your cells for the rest of the night. It's the next day. Moot, you wake up at Nogwood's.
I'm going to head out ASAP over to the Fallen Tower and see if I can invite Glim over to watch me do some magic.
So you walk to the Fallen Tower and you walk in. You don't see Glim right away. How long do you wait around?
A few minutes, and then I go ask like a barkeep if maybe Glim's been around this morning.
Yeah, there's one barkeep that you have previously met, Barlick.
Barlick, I'm looking for my friend Glim, Dragonborn. Have you seen her?
I heard she got escorted out there last night by the police. The old town guard.
Wait, she got... Was she, like, marched out, or was she going willingly?
It appeared she was going willingly, but there were three guards, and they were clearly escorting her off to probably jail. It is usually where they take people.
Okay. Yeah. If Gabriel shows up, tell him I'll be there. I'll be a little bit late, but I will be back.
He loves it when people are late, but they'll be back. I will be the glad one, the one to bring him that such good news. You know what? I'm going to pour this right away just in case.
Yeah, just have it ready and waiting. That'd be great.
Yeah. Will do.
I'm going to book it over towards the jail.
You know where it is because you heard someone yelling out of the jail. So you make it to the jail.
So when I walked past the jail before, when I overheard, so it was like, what, a floor up? A couple floors up?
No, it was a floor up.
All right, so I'm gonna go stand kind of under that window.
Okay.
Sort of thing, and just kind of, Glim? Are you up there?
Heck, what's that?
Glim? Mm.
No?
Oh.
God?
No. No, it's Meemoot.
Meemoot. Hey, Dragon Lady. Do you know a Meemoot?
I know a moot. He's a... I just met him. Yeah. Why? Who are you talking to?
Well, I don't know. There's just sounds coming through the window. Someone's yelling Meemoot. I don't know. But, like, if this guy's... Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Moot.
Moot. Okay.
Yeah, Moot. He's my friend. I know him. You...
Oh.
Maybe, I guess, can you tell him that I'm in here?
Sure. Hey, Moot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dragon lady's in here.
Glim.
Oh, Glim. Glim's in here.
Is everyone okay? Is she okay?
Moot, it's jail, so I'm gonna let you put two and two together there, buddy. He's not very smart, is he?
Okay, why is she in jail?
Oh, that would be my fault. Yeah, I'd take full responsibility for that. Hey, you have any special skills?
I can do magic stuff.
Ooh, that's good. Can you whip us up a portal?
No, that's a little bit too advanced for me.
Can you blow this place apart?
Again, I probably can't.
Got Meemoot, what can you do?
Well, I don't know. I just usually make things really cold, but I don't think that's going to help much.
Well, it's jail. It's kind of damp already. I do have a chill. Glim, you cold?
I mean, it's not warm in here.
No. Okay, so we're fine, you know, temperature-wise. We got cold under it. Like, is there anything you can do?
I don't know. Well, I can kind of pick things up with a magical hand and move them places. Is there anything you need? Maybe I can drop it through the window for you?
Sure, that sounds like a real thing. That doesn't sound like a real thing.
I mean, his teacher kind of indicated that this was a thing he could do because we had a whole conversation about what you use to pick things up.
I'm sorry, you had a whole conversation surrounding what you use to pick things up?
Well, in Moot's defense, he's very new to this magic thing.
Okay, yeah, but is he new to picking stuff up?
Well, I can't speak to that. We just met. I assume not. He seems like a healthy young guy.
Okay.
Do we need anything in here? He might be able to help.
Like?
What's going to happen here? I've never, as I said, I'm not bragging, but I've never been in jail.
Sounds like a brag to me, but okay.
Humble brag.
Humble brag.
What should we?
Hashtag blessed.
I mean, now that you mention it, I am very blessed.
Oh, my God. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. They have what they want. They have us locked up. And that's pretty much just going to stay that way because we've lost our whole leverage that we would have to keep us out of jail. Really sorry you got dragged into all this. That sucks. That's on me. I owe you one. But maybe if Moo could, like, I don't know, get us the keys. Ooh, get me my thieves' tools back from Miss Ma'am Meow Meow. Plate of nachos would be good.
Yeah, maybe. Those eel ones were good, weren't they?
They were good.
Moo, you just hear, like, mumbled conversation up above.
What about, couldn't he, I don't know about thieves' tools. Are they very personalized? Maybe he could find some different ones. Put them through the window.
Or an explosive.
That seems more dangerous and maybe harder to find. I haven't been in the city long, so maybe not, but...
Okay. Well, sure. Hey, me Moot.
It's just Moot.
Okay, just Moot.
Nope, Moot. Just Moot.
That's what I said. Can you get us some, like some thieves' tools? Up over yonder window?
What's a thieves' tool? Like, what do you use?
Well, it's not a tool, it's thieves' tools. It's like a little pouch. It's got a bunch of nickety-nackety screwdrivers and
Gabriel.
Stuff.
I bet Gabriel will know.
Oh, Glim says, ask Gabriel. He'll know.
Oh, okay. I'll
yes. Go ask a grown up.
That's always a good. That's
yeah.
Always a
go
good
get
idea.
An adult.
Okay,
Mimu, get an adult.
I'll ask Gabriel. I'll come back. Hang on.
Neat. Hey, in the meantime, Glim, can you like feign sickness or injury? I'll yell for the guard. This is a classic one. It could work. One of us could end up being stabbed. Either way, it's like a real roll, but you're super big, so like you fall over. I'm like, guards. And then when they come in to check on you, you kill them.
Oh.
Or incapacitate them. It's totally up to you. And then we get their keys and get out.
Moot, where do you go to find Gabriel?
There's only one place to find Gabriel, my friend.
You run back to the Fallen Tower. Come quickly, out of breath at this point, running through the door, and Gabriel is at the bar, and he has a drink in his hand. Says, Moot, I appreciate the drink.
Oh, you got the drink.
Next time, pay for it.
Well, I just... Yeah, that friend of mine that you met last night, you know, Glim, you remember Glim?
Very lovely, very lovely. She knows how to pick things up.
Yeah, actually, that's what I... Anyway, do you know where I could get, like, some thieves' tools? Or is it... I was told it was a set. Is it just the one tool?
What do you want thieves' tools for?
To help Glim.
Where is Glim?
Jail.
Why is Glim in jail?
I don't know. I couldn't really talk to her, but this other person said it was their fault. I think it's all just a big misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. So if it is a misunderstanding, usually that is found out, and the people in charge of finding that out determine that she's innocent and she'll let her free. Now, if
but, I mean,
you get
they...
thieves... Wait. If you get thieves' tools, Moot, poor dear Moot, doesn't know how to pick things up, and you break out of jail, even if you were innocent on the first count, you've now broken out of jail, and you're guilty on that charge. So your friend will actually be in trouble if you get the thieves' tools.
Oh, I guess I didn't stop to think about it that way. See, I'm just worried that Like, I'm worried because they took her there last night and she's still in jail this morning, so I'm thinking that maybe they're not so inclined to think it was a misunderstanding.
So she's been in jail for less than 6 hours. Maybe 8. I kind of blacked out.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
Could have been 10. And you think maybe they're not I haven't even had a full guard rotation yet, Moot.
Well, I don't know when these things happen.
That's fair. Okay. I'm not going to tell you where to find thieves' tools, Moot. I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, that makes a lot of sense, the way that you put it, but how can I help them? Well, Glim, mostly, but I'm sure that other person's nice, too.
You know what you can do? You know what you can do? Is you can probably, if you know she's in there, you said she didn't talk directly to her. If you know she's in there, maybe you can be a character witness for her. How well do you know this Glim?
Well, not very. I mean, we both just kind of got to town, but she seems great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a follower of Bahamut, so, that's gotta count for something.
People are always truthful. So what do you want to do in this instance, Moot? Do you want to go practice magic and wait for your friends to be... Your friend? Friends? I don't know how many people you're talking to in jail. To be let out? Or you want to go find thieves' tools and leave me here to drink? Welcome to the middle.
We're so glad you're here.
Yep.
Oh, come on. This is the part where we say how much we appreciate you and you for being here and how awesome you are and how much we love you.
All of those things, yeah.
We are also very delighted when you do things for us. And some of those things include rating and reviewing the show. I mean, not just our show. If you rate and review any of your favorite podcasts, that's a bonus thing and podcasters really appreciate it. Because maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't, but it certainly makes us feel good for putting out... for putting out a thing that you enjoy. So if you can, if you haven't done so already, and if you can, we'd really appreciate a rating and review on either iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere else that you can leave reviews.
May I read one?
You may.
All right. This one is from Apple Podcasts. It says, awesome D&D podcast, 5 stars. These D&D freaks are super funny and really make you feel like you're there having fun with them. Great work. Download this. And the naked dwarf has to be my favorite. Go, Tom, go. That's from Jimmy Bo Bob Brain.
This is from Joe Holland on Podcast Republic. Awesome actual play podcast. Russ is an excellent DM. True. Amy is funny as hell. True. Tom is a great player. True. And Carla is kind and friendly. Meh. Like being around the table with friends. The show is a wonderful mix of combat, rules, and RP. You doinks.
Awesome. This one's from Apple Podcasts. And it says, lovely. 5 stars. I'm finally caught up. So now I'm impatient to hear what's next. 80 episodes in a month is just not enough of these lovelies. I get my fill with D&D, dick jokes, and darlings in one pod. Smiley face. Thank you. And that's from LLTMS Fanboy 417.
And this last one is from William Rhino Henderson from Facebook, and he writes, hilarious story of an elf, human, and dwarf trio steadying their way towards saving the world. Give them a listen. Hilarity and dick jokes abound as Flint, Thea, and Nulara figure out just who they are and what they're made of when it comes to saving all of Faerun. That's a better way to write the synopsis of our podcast.
Really, thank you.
May we
solid.
Please use that?
Gonna swap that right away.
Thank you so much.
But thank you all for those who have reviewed. We have some other reviews that we'll get to next time we talk about reviews. So thank you all. And if you can, please do so on the places that allow you to do so. Thank you. Now, back to the episode.
Well, I guess we could go... How often do the guard rotations happen? Like, when is the next one ready to go?
It's usually 3 in a day.
Okay, so sometime very soon, then, should be the next one.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
You would think.
Let's go practice magic for an hour or two, and then I'll go back to the jail, and if they're not out yet, I'll maybe go see if I can talk to the warden?
Yeah. Miss Ma'am Meow Meow. Is the warden of the jail there.
And Moot takes out his notebook and writes Miss Ma'am Meow Meow down on it.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, good. Taking notes. All right. Get me a road pop and head out.
I kind of move waves at the bartender. One more.
The door opens and a guard comes in. And he looks to both of you and says, Sully, let's go see Miss Ma'am Meow Meow.
Okay, awesome. Glim, glam, m'lady, I'll be back, probably.
He'll be back.
Oh, okay, good luck.
You go through the routine, hands through the bars, cuffed.
When I put my hands through the bars this time, I try to tickle him.
He's not having any of it. He slaps them on in there much tighter than they were the previous time.
Ow.
And the door slides open and he escorts you out. You make it to Miss Ma'am Meow Meow's office and he sits you down in the chair and she has the book on the table in front of her. Guard leaves, says, well, we found the book. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Told you. Miss Ma'am Meow Meow.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let you down.
No, you wouldn't. But here's the thing, Sully. I don't know if I can trust you.
Trust me with what?
With this information of obtaining the book for me.
My God, what is it with this book? I don't care. I'm not even supposed to be in Neverwinter. How about I leave and never come back?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the way you've described your travels here, you don't even know how you got here. So how do I know that you'll leave and not come back, unbeknownst to yourself?
Oh my God, if I do, I'll just keep leaving. What? Like, I don't know what I can say, but I do know that that the shiny dragonborn in the cell across from me for sure knows pretty much absolutely nothing about anything. Sweet girl.
But she, too, has seen the book.
Uh-huh.
Knows that you obtained it somehow, uh-huh. I presume. And knows that now is in the possession of the prison as well. So she, too, is
as far as she trouble. Knows, you guys apprehended me because I stole something and you return it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not how the justice system works?
This justice system is a shades of gray under Miss Ma'am Meow Meow sometimes. It's very difficult to know.
Listen, she's a sweet thing. She doesn't belong here. Keep me. Let her go.
I appreciate what you're saying. I mean, I'm going to have to keep both of you, at least for a little while.
Ugh, Miss Ma'am Meow Meow. Come on, do me a solid. I lost my best friend, Merv.
You know what? Okay. Just because I feel so bad about Merv, we won't keep you here. You and your new friend, you can be transferred to another prison.
Where?
Elsewhere.
Is that a town? Is that a nearby town?
It's an extended branch of our organization here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How far is elsewhere? Because travel, you know.
Quite a ways away.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can't tell you exactly.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
All right, well, I don't want to be a Neverwinter. No offense. Don't want to see you again.
I get it. I understand.
Enjoy your book. I'll go tell Glim the good news.
Great. I hope she enjoys it as well.
Let's go. I'm talking to the guard.
Would you like me to call the guard or just want to talk to the guard that's non-existent?
No, it's fine. You can call him.
Guard! Guard comes back in. Just let's go.
That's what I said.
He brings you back to your cell and locks you up and leaves the room.
Hey, Glim, we're going to be transferred to a prison elsewhere.
I mean, the air quotes make that seem very ominous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. I'm pretty sure they're thinking about killing us. But I do have a plan.
Okay.
Guard! Guard! Help! Ah! Help!
I'm not gonna kill anyone.
This isn't for you.
Okay.
Ow! Oh, God! Guards, please!
The door opens.
I'm laying on the ground, fetal position.
Again, Sully?
My stomach. Oh.
I was just in here.
I know. It just came on so suddenly.
It's probably a fart again.
It can't be.
If it still hurts in half an hour,
I pretend to pass out.
Call again. I'll take your silence as total agreement. And he walks out.
Hey, wait. Fuck. Excuse me.
Yes.
Is there... I mean, I really... don't think I belong here. Could I... What can I do? Can I talk... Is there someone in charge I can talk to?
Yes. Yes. I will go request with the warden and see if she has some time to speak with you as quick as possible. I know you. We don't want to put you out at all.
Okay. I'd really appreciate it if I could speak to her.
Of course. And he leaves the room, closes the door behind him.
I get up and I look at her and I'm like, well, that plan didn't work. He was going to get close and I was going to bite him. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel for ideas here. We'll get out of this. It always works out.
Moot, you make it back to the field. It's been... on the outside of an hour, you know, hour and a half. And Gabriel's looking at you, he's like, Moot, you're not focused. Nothing's been really, like, you've been able to do a few things, but nothing's been able, you haven't really been able to focus very much today.
Oh, my head's not in the game. I'm worried about Glim in jail. It just all seems wrong to me.
All right. Finishes the drink that's in his hand. Let's go talk to the warden. You go to the jail and in the front door. Are you leading the conversation or you want Gabriel to?
Maybe Gabriel. He might know Miss Meow Meow Meow, Miss Ma'am Meow Meow a little bit.
You act like that's hard to say or something.
He goes up to the front desk booking area. And says, meow meow around. Like to just talk to her about some things that she might have in a cell. The guard looks at Gabriel and says, she might be around. Let me just go check. The guard leaves and Gabriel turns to look at you. He says, so do we just want to tell her that your friend Glim is all free and clear, or what do we want to do here?
I mean, yeah, your character witness idea seemed pretty good, and I guess that's really all we have to go with right now.
All right. The guard comes back in and says, yes, Gabriel, come along. Your friend can come along, too. You two are led back down a couple winding hallways and into a very lavish chamber. And you see a very rotund, fancily dressed tabaxi sitting at her desk. And she says, oh, Gabriel, it's a pleasure to see you. Who is your new friend? He turns and looks at you and he says, this is Moot. Don't ask him to hold anything for you.
What a weird introduction.
All right. What can I do for you two fine gentlemen today? Well, Moot here has a request. He kind of nudges you.
Yeah, I think you have a friend of mine locked up in your jail cell, and I don't think she should be in there.
Okay. Your friend? Who's your friend?
Well, she's a dragonborn follower of Bahamut named Glim.
Oh, yes. There was a dragonborn who was involved with a theft at Castle Never.
Went hand I mean, in surely, hand. Surely she couldn't have been involved. She's a follower of the righteous god Bahamut.
I understand what you're saying, and my poor dear Moot it was, yes?
Yeah.
Some people, they spin lies in order to get what they want, what they desire.
What did she want?
She was caught red-handed with a very important ledger stolen from Castle Never. This ledger right here, and she taps it on her desk, and we're waiting for Lord Neverember to return in order to give it back to him directly.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess if you caught her red-handed, that's pretty circumstantial evidence.
It was underneath her mattress, found with other things. We shall not talk about other things.
Oh.
But she doesn't sound like a very reputable friend to be around, Moot. We just don't want... If you're a friend of Gabriel's, I wouldn't want to steer you wrong here.
Thanks for your time.
Of course, I'm sorry I can't do more. The justice system will have to take its place in this instance, and if truly your friend is found innocent, she will be released that instant.
Out of curiosity, what if she's not found innocent? What happens then?
Well, she'll be transferred to a higher security facility, hard labor, most likely, for these sorts of instances. The judge's determination of how long exactly.
Okay. All right, well, I guess Gabriel and I will be going.
Gabriel, it's always lovely to see you. And he kind of grunts and ushers you out the door. You two walk back out the main entrance. He tips his head to the guard, and you get out front of the jail, and he looks you square in the face and says, "First of all, your friend is not getting out."
No, it didn't sound that way.
Second of all, pretty sure she's, as you say, innocent, and Miss Man Meow Meow is probably not going to send her to a labor camp.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go find you some thieves' tools.
The songs Nowhere Land, Fuzzball Parade, Thunder Dreams, Marty Got's a Plan, and Anguish are by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0.
Do you know a Mimoot?
Sorry.
It's more of a yeah, he's draping them across his face.
No one knows what you're talking about, Tom, except the patrons watching this video.
Don't be weird about it, Tom.
You want to see whatever weird shit is happening right now? Go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Then you'll know exactly what was happening.
Yep.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.